The alias for God is absolute. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. The Absolute Philosopher. We like to think about a lot of different things. The alias for God is absolute. If you have a Mac computer, Apple computer, it says alias for making a duplicate. It says alias for making a copy. And so, when you have an alias, you have a duplicate of whatever you had. And if you had a statement, which was God, and then you made a copy of it, and you called it absolute, and you made a copy of it, and you called it by your personal name, then you were doing beautiful, proper things. The alias for God is absolute. However, what do we think God is? What do we really believe that God is? Do we believe that God is an outside force, an outside power, blessing, loving, fulfilling our life? Or do we believe that God is an inside power, an inside love, blessing and fulfilling our life? What do we believe of God? If we believe that God is in us, as we are told to believe, that the power, the presence, and everything is within us, then we must also believe that the allness is within us. And the allness has another definition for it, which is absolute, and absolute is allness, and God is allness, and God is absolute. Why are we concerned with using a word like absolute for God? And why don't we just use God? It's been used for a long time. And absolute, too, has been used for a long time. But why don't we just use God instead of trying to think in a different realm of absolute? Well, whenever we think of the word God, we think of the big guy. We think of someone who is a loving father, who is guiding us and directing us and helping us. And that's a lovely thing to think about. Although, it's begging the point. The responsibility is still ours. If we think absolute, then we don't think of a loving father. We think of principle. We think of the action of principle, which always is pure and true and perfect. The action of principle, which stands for itself, which cannot be changed, which cannot be manipulated in any way. It can be understood only as principle. And when you use the principle well, it brings a well response. If you use the principle poorly, which you cannot do, which means you don't use the principle, then you bring about nothing. You bring about the failure of every desire of your heart. Whereas when you live by principle, you bring about every successful attitude that you might have ever had in your heart. Principle seems like it might be cold, and indeed it might be cold. It's like a father who says to his son, "You cannot go to that movie." And the son says, "I'm going." And the father says, "You cannot go to that movie. I do not approve of that movie. It's not a good movie. And you do not go to that movie." But why not? You see, at first, the father, the principal, tells us we cannot go to the movie. It does not define why we cannot go to the movie. It just says we cannot go. And if we were to follow our infinite father, if you will, point of view instantly, we would have no problems at all. If we follow principle instantly, we would have no problems at all. It's only when we start arguing with principle, we start arguing with our father, that we want to do things, and then the thing gets tough. Then it gets tough. Then the argument goes on, and the dad always wins. Oh, the son may go to the movie, but he's not going to like himself for going. And he's going to get all of the ugliness that the movie portrayed that the father didn't want him to have in his consciousness. Because if he has ugliness in his consciousness, he's going to have ugliness in his experience, and the father wanted to help him avoid that. Well, the father could have been definite and put him, locked him up in his room and said no and things like that, really strong. But the son must learn to cooperate with principle. The son must learn to cooperate with the program. The son must learn to cooperate with the realization that God or Absolute speaks once, twice, maybe three times, but more than that, never. And after that, if you will not listen, and you will not hear, and you will not follow what your inner has been guided to do very strongly, then the results are up to you. You will get a negative attitude. You'll get a negative experience, a negative direction. However, if we can teach ourselves to listen to Absolute, if we can realize that God is an alias for Absolute, and Absolute is an alias for God, then we begin to realize that this is truth. This is facts. This is for our highest and our best. This is something glorious and good. But we do like to fight. We do like to say that Absolute is cold, or you're a cold father for not letting me do this. You're a cold mother for not appreciating what I'm trying to do. And the mother may well have been there and done that herself, but she cannot say, I have been there and done that myself, because that doesn't build her in the strength of the child. If God were to say he had tried out all of the experiences too and found them wanting, then you'd say, well, I want my chance to trying them out and finding them wanting. And if you said principle tried out the experiences, but no. Principle doesn't try out experiences. Principle just knows that if you go in a direction, you get a result. And if you go in another direction, you get another result. It's just that simple. It's not a matter of whether it's a right to do it or not a right to do it. In fact, principle has never tried out those other directions. Principle has only followed its own highest and best. And principle knows that it doesn't even know that if you don't follow your highest and best, you won't get it. It only knows itself. Principle only knows its highest and best. God, in fact, only knows its highest and best. Absolute only knows its highest and best. And what is it that we want to know? Do we want to know our highest and best? You see, Absolute only knows its highest and best. Absolute is principle. It only knows its highest and best. God is principle. It only knows its highest and best. But we have made God into the image of a human father. We have made God into the image of a being, of a human being, with all the foibles of a human being. We have not even made God into the image of a divine being. And certainly, my goodness, God is supposed to be the divine being, the Heavenly Father. And if God is the divine being, the Heavenly Father, it does not have the capacity to think in a human being's aspect. It does not even have the capacity to understand why a human being acts as it does, except that it is the creation of God, and it is the creation of God with the freedom of choice of following the rules or not following the rules, following the principle or not following the principle, following its absolute inner self or not. These are the choices. And these are your choices and my choices today. We can have all the aliases for God that we want. We can say divine, we can say human, we can say our individual names, we can say whatever we want. But the fact remains, God and principle and absolute are one. Never two. Never separate. Always one. And when we live in that awareness, then we stop fighting. And when we stop fighting, life becomes a great, wonderful joy. Have a wonderful day. Join the Absolute Philosopher as yourself, wherever you are, thinking in Absolute, thinking the alias for God is Absolute. God is all. The Absolute is all. And as we live that principle, miracles take place in our life. Have a great day. I love you. I love you. I love you.